Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Good morning, I'm Kelly, and over vacation, I experienced one of the worst concerts I've ever been to in my life.
Oh, boy.
Maitland, I'm glad you're laughing, because I talked Maitland into going with me and two other friends, and I apologize formally to anyone who I might have influenced to go see this band, the band that shall not be named.
You very easily found in Kelly's stories, though, I'm sure. Those have expired, but
yeah. Well, I was so excited about this show that, like, literally weeks ago, I was like, hey, anybody join me at this? And I provided a ticket link and everything. Mm-hmm. I was so excited about this band. The day of, I even posted merch tent hates to see me coming. I was gonna buy a shirt and everything. I was that excited, guys. And so Maitland, her roommate, and my best friend all decide we're going to this show. And I'll be honest with you, Maitland's roommate was a late addition because I literally could not find a fourth person that wanted to take this ticket, which should have been red flag.
Yeah, yeah.
But once her roommate could join, we had four people. We were ready to go. We stroll over into the venue. You know, we missed first couple songs. No big deal. Lead singer's chatting away. And we stop at the bar, grab a drink, and then find our little spot in the crowd. And he sings one song. One song. And then talked. I'm going to say about 40 minutes straight. That's an exaggeration. It was maybe 30. But
okay.
He talked long enough to where we were like, is he ever going to sing again?
Yeah. And it's surprising what he said, actually.
Yep.
Because as we were walking in, he was talking and he was being very inclusive and talking about being an outcast, which led into the song that he then sang. And at the end of that song, he went back to outcast talk and deemed himself an R word. And then repeatedly said the R word into the microphone that it made me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Like, that's like your second favorite word.
I love that word. No, I'm just kidding. But I looked at Maitland and I was like, what? And he kept saying, you can cancel me if you want. And people think this about me and that about me. And I just finally shouted. I was like, I don't think you should be saying the R word. And then I turned to the girls behind me. I was like, has he been chatty like this the whole show? And they're like, he's played a total of 3 songs so far. Oh, and at that point, they're like 45 minutes into their set. And I was like, all right, well, he'll probably stop talking pretty soon. He didn't. I finished my first drink and I said to Maitland, I was like, I'm going to go pee and get another drink. I bet he's not talking by the time I come back. He was still talking. Wow.
And they brought an opener back out and he played one song and an acoustic guitar. And then he went to go get off stage. And then you just hear him saying to the mic, what do you guys want me to do?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? And so Kelly and I look at each other. Did they plan a second of this? Then the band comes back out.
Oh, my God.
And he goes,
that guy's Chris Tucker next to the refrigerator at the Katrina event.
Yeah,
well, then
his own business eating a salad.
The band comes back out. They start talking again. He goes, we've been at this 23 years. And I was like, couldn't tell.
Yeah.
And then he goes, and I finally, something happened today. I finally lost my flat iron on tour. Like his hair straightener.
Yeah. It was so bizarre, y'all.
So we were like, do we leave at this point? And then he did something. Oh, then they started telling jokes. They were exchanging jokes. Like, what kind of fish live in Michigan?
So this wasn't just one. It was the whole band was all stupid.
Yeah, which he also did this weird brag about how there's no original people from the band except him. And I was like, I'm starting to understand why.
Yeah.
And yeah, they told some dad jokes. And then I was like, do we leave? And just as I was saying that, my girlfriend had gone to the bar to get another drink, her little second one. And we all walk over there. We're like, don't get the drink as the bartender's handing it to her. So we all chug it together. And he played in the hour we were there. He played 2 songs
And we were walking out as he was playing the second one.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is quite possibly the worst concert I have ever experienced in my life.
It seems pretty bad.
And, it was.
And that knowing the band that you went to go see, that person's not big enough to be canceled.
No. They were playing at the smallest venue in the actual like music venue. They have like multiple stages.
Oh, they weren't even on the main stage
No.
there?
No, and they weren't in. And I love the basement level, and I thought the basement level of this like venue was where we were going to go party, and I was like, hell yeah, we're about to get grungy. This is going to be great. And no, they were at that little like entry stash. Side stage. Yeah.
Mm.
Which is like, it's great.
Which is
That's
fine.
Been a
it's
great
a
stage.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen a couple shows there.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, once we realized that, I was like, oh, this is going to be like a personal little show. This is going to be so good. No, it was not.
You were even closer for the awkwardness.
And then we went to the bar across the street, and we could hear from out sitting outside at that bar, them play the song, the one song that we really showed up for.
Yeah.
And so then we just queued it up on Touch Tunes and scream sang it in the bar.
Yeah. Way better.
But Kelly was asking people as they were walking out of the venue, hey, did you just come from that show? And they were like, yeah. And she goes, what'd you think? And the person was like, I loved it. And Kelly and I look at each other like, is it us? Yeah. Are we the problem?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then when I posted about it the next day, I was like, I am truly sorry if you went to this show because it was terrible. That is one of my most replied to stories that people were like, that show sucked. I was there.
Wow.
My husband and I left.
Okay.
So it was like the one guy I asked.
Oh, yeah.
Was like, yeah, I loved it. It was great. I was like, bro, are you deaf?
I think that's kind of a default answer coming out of a concert, though.
Yeah,
like coming out of a movie, coming out of a concert. You're just like, yeah, it was great.
Sometimes.
It was fine.
Sometimes.
Or I guess if you're really drunk or something and didn't realize that you just spent 2 hours listening to somebody talk and you heard, I think their set list was 5 songs total.
I mean, how many do they have that people know?
About 5.
About 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
I got a special apparatus for this. I'm seeing red now.
Better put on my jumpsuit.
I just can't put it together.
Yeah.
Huh.
Was it REM?
Yeah, it was terrible. Well, close.
You too? No, none of those.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, 2/4 of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.